Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There's a lot of people in churches today who made a profession of faith, but it's not real. And Jesus put it this way, and this is what got a hold of me. I was saved in May of 1982, a preacher's kid sitting back there. Preacher kid all my life, and at youth camp, I was a young kid and go to youth camp at Groveland and when it first opened. I've been at youth camp about every year there anyway. Everybody else is going up, so I'm going forward too. It's like a herd of cattle. And again, I'm not being, this is for me. I got up there, well, say this, and I said that, and I came home, told the church I got baptized, and man, I'm doing good. Then it was one Sunday morning, I'll never forget, my dad was standing up here preaching, and he was there in the Gospel of Matthew, when he said, many will come to me in that day, saying, Lord, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works? Haven't we cast out demons? And Jesus said, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquities. And man, it hit me like that. That's me. That may not be you. That was me. 22 years of age, man, I could quote you scripture. I could quote you 1 Corinthians 13. I could quote you all kinds of scripture. I was raised in this. I would sing in front of people. Mom and Dad, I told you a story about getting money and peppermint as a kid from, man. But I was lost on my way to hell. Because I said something. That's me. It's not you. Everybody has their own different testimony. Are you following? But what's true for me could be true for somebody in here this morning. They just said something. And boy, when Daddy was preaching, I'll never forget. We had some new folk here, and I didn't even get my lesson. Maybe this will go out on radio. I don't know. But anyway, that before it was done, I was saved during his preaching. About where David and sitting. He's in holy ground right there. That's about where I sit. There, Ronnie, I forget which pew, one of those pews right there on that side. During the message, when I heard that, I said, God, forgive me. I'm a sinner, save me. That's basically what I said. You know what happened? I got saved sitting back there during a preaching service. As soon as the first chord, I couldn't wait till invitation, man. I couldn't wait till invitation. Daddy gave an invitation. It's probably just as I am. That's the old invitation hymn. I just remember first time whoever was playing the piano. I can't even remember. I'm 22 years old. I ran down that aisle. Daddy says, what is going on? So I took Daddy by the back of his neck. I said, Daddy, I just got saved. Amen and amen. Now that's my testimony. And that same gospel that Adam was saved by is the same gospel that saved me. It's the same gospel that will save anybody. Amen. If they just simply believe. Now, I know repentance. Me and Noah had a good discussion of this, you know, about repentance and belief. And I'm not going to get into that. I do believe in repentance. There's some people, oh, you just have to believe. I believe they go together. When you believe, you repent. So I was telling Noah, I said, you're simply turning. That's what word repent means. You're changing your mind. Lord, I'm rotten, and only you can save me. To that is repentance. You can go all these theological jargon and all make it so difficult for people to understand, but to me, that's what it all is. You realize who you are, and you've turned from yourself and from the world, and you turn to Christ. I believe. That's repentance and faith. The thief on the cross. Remember Jesus is there, and when Jesus was being crucified, both thieves were railing upon him. You read the Gospels, both of them were cussing him. Hey, look at you, Lord, what they said, but I guarantee you it was rough language. And then that thief, the one, was it on his right? I can't remember. I think it was on his right. Was it on his left? Depends on where you're looking. Anyway, that thief heard Jesus start saying some things. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He started hearing Jesus, you know, those seven called seven sayings, cross. During that, that thief turned to the other and said, "Hey, we deserve what we're getting. We deserve death. But this man, he's done nothing wrong." He realized, the thief realized who he was, who Jesus was. Are you following? And then the thief turned to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom." I mean, does anybody ever pray a prayer like that when you lead somebody to the Lord? No, you say, "Lord, here's his prayer. Lord, remember me when I come into my kingdom." Jesus turned to him and said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Amen. I believe it, don't you? I believe it. Are y'all mad at me? And I said that, and I didn't even get any farther than this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Judgment is coming. It's what he's telling them. That angel that's flying around. Judgment is coming. Worship the Creator. Men have rejected God. In Romans 1:25, they worship the creature more than the Creator. But listen, he made it all. Jesus did. He was the Creator. We find that out in the book of John, chapter number 1. By him all things are created. There was nothing made that created he did not make. He made it all. When he said, God said, "Let there be light," he made something out of nothing. Temple brought a great message the other night. Man, if you missed it Sunday night, I think I'm losing my job. I get people like Temple and them up here preaching, I'm going to lose a job, man. That did a great message Sunday night. Wasn't that Sunday night? You preach Sunday night. Here's another thing. I wrote this in my Bible. Temple said, you know, we can know it, but we don't have to understand it. I'm paraphrasing what he said. God's ways are not our ways. We can't figure it out. We know some things, but we won't have to understand it. There's a lot of things I don't understand. A lot of things I don't understand. You've heard this, how black cow could eat green grass, give white milk, make yellow butter. I don't know how that works. Kind of silly. I can't understand how God could love me. That's why I was focused on this week about the love of God. Let me finish with this. Have you ever heard of a lady by the name of Amy Carmichael? Great lady in the past, missionary lady in India. Anyway, Amy Carmichael said this, and I wrote this down in my Bible. So you're in good company, Temple. You're with Amy Carmichael and these other great people. Amy Carmichael said this, and I got to quit. If I feel bitterly toward those who condemn me, as it seems to be unjustly, you know what she's saying? Well, they're judging me, and it ain't right. They don't know me. Well, if I feel bitterly toward them who condemn me, as it seems to me unjustly, forgetting that if they knew me as I know myself, they would condemn me much more than I know nothing of Calvary's love. Just think about it. God knows everything about us, and yet he still loves us. That's an amazing thought to me. Here Sunday morning, I'm praying most all of y'all are saved people and love the Lord. You're here for Sunday school, Bible teaching, but yet we still have sin in our life. Somewhere in the deep, dark recesses of the corner that nobody else sees. I'm telling you, God sees it. And beyond that, God still loves you. But God commendeth his love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, not good people, sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Our Father, we thank you for the word. Lord, we thank you for Jesus who made all this possible. And Lord, this morning, Lord, it comes down to this. May we love others as you love us. Lord, even those we call our enemies, those we don't like, Lord, may we love them and point them to Christ. May we be that living example that they can see Jesus in us. Bless the morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.